Blog Talk Radio.
Life, wealth, and wellness.
Show, and I am your hostess for tonight, Sandy Rogers, and I thank you for being with us tonight as we have an outstanding guest with us who will be sharing her vast knowledge and wisdom with us shortly. And so, you know, I get excited every Tuesday to present this show and the wonderful, fabulous guests that we have that agree to take time out of their schedules to come and to share with you. So we give thanks for them as well. So, look, man, we're going to get started, but there's always a couple of things that we do to get ourselves in alignment with one another before we start the show, and that is we give thanks and praises to our ancestors, to all the ancestors, because they've been with us always and forever, and all we need do is to call upon them for their help and their guidance and their support. But we know that they're here with us, especially on Tuesday nights, as we discuss topics that are not normally talked about in open environments, talked about openly between people, and so that we're excited that we've got the power of the ancestors behind us, because we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength and courage and all of that, right? And so we trust that the ancestors, that they got us, man. They got our backs, they got our fronts, they got our tops, and they got our bottoms. And so we just remain thankful and loving of our ancestors as we move forward in this world. So, ancestors, we love you now, and we love you forever. Ashe, ashe. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Offering You a Ray of Hope, and our outstanding guest tonight is author Candy Zenon. And this is not her first time on the show, and I know that you are waiting anxiously to hear what she has to say in her return visit, and so we're going to get with Miss Candy shortly. So, guests, you know, audience, you are always invited to join in the discussion, and our intention is that all comments are heard. So our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just press 1 on the dial to on your phone to alert me that you want to speak live on air with us. Now, the only thing is that once your line is open, I normally do not go back and mute your phone out so that you're on air with us, right, the rest of the time. But if you're not talking, if you're just in listening mode, if you would just put your phone on mute, then that would ensure We have the best quality. These microphones are so sensitive that, you know, if you put down an ink pen or anything, it picks it up. So I just want to make sure, because a lot of our listeners do go back and listen to our shows at a future time, and maybe that's something you want to do. So you can listen to our shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. SandyRogers, and you can pick on a number of different shows that we've already viewed live or had live on air, right? So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and then we're going to come right back with Miss Candy Zenon, and we're going to open up. She's got some powerful, powerful words for you tonight, and I can't wait to get her on with us. So quick music break, and then we'll get right to the show. Thank you, everybody. Jill Scott, the infamous Jill Scott singing Golden. And I chose that song because that's the type of confidence and enthusiasm that our guest tonight, the author, Candy Zenon, has in regards to life. She has that same strength and courage. And so welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we're going to get into our discussion with our guests. But let me make another announcement. You're welcome to come in and join us live on air by dialing 516-531-9819. And you will simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And I'm going to make a point to give that number out once again, especially toward the end of the show, because a lot of you guys that's calling in by other means or listening by other means, I don't say that number enough, so I'm going to give it out again, I promise. So thank you, and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So tonight, you know, right now we're living through an unprecedented time in world history, and so our special guest comes to offer you a ray of hope, and that author is Candy Zenon. And so when speaking with Candy and you ask her about her passion, be prepared to receive a wealth of knowledge concerning aspects to release old concepts that no longer serve your good. So Candy can assist people in releasing unnecessary weight, as in pounds, unrest, upheaval, paranoia, or anxiety. She's the mother of 3 beautiful daughters, and she has lived life fully, availing herself to many of our daily opportunities that come our way. She has written yet another masterpiece. Her newest book released is called Hope for a Rainy Day, Encouragement for Single Moms. And she's written that to assist single moms on their daily journey. And it could be purchased online at https://www.candyzenon.com/publications. I'll give that out to you again also more toward the end of the show. So Candy is focused on helping single moms find hope in the midst of uncertainty, right? And so, but it's not just single moms, because she's been inspiring me for the last 3 or 4 years, as long as I've been knowing her, and she takes advantage of every moment that she has to be able to inspire and encourage and to ignite a flame of hope, right? In everybody that she comes in contact with. And I'm going to stop because I want to bring her on, but I am just so enthralled with this speaker. She is so phenomenal. She is just outstanding, and I want to give her as much time on the platform tonight as possible. So, Ms. Candy, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Sandy. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well, and thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you for trusting me to be on your platform and allowing me to speak into the lives of your friends. I appreciate you, and thank you for that intro. Who's that girl? I want to meet that girl.
Hi, you are her. Outstanding, yes.
Yes, yes, exciting.
So would you like to tell the audience anything additional about yourself, why you got started doing what you're doing, or?
Yeah, no doubt. My name is Candy Zenon. I am an author and life coach and the CEO founder of Changing Seasons Life Coaching. Now, Changing Seasons Life Coaching was created for the single mom, and I wanted to help her design a financial vision. I do this only because if you have money, money gives you options. And it gives you options to not only secure food, shelter, transportation, buy wants and needs, but also vacations, create memories, and have experiences along with the necessities. It also gives you options to leave an abusive relationship. It also gives you an option to change the zip code from a less desirable one to a safer one. Money gives you options to provide a proper education for your children. And I wanted to teach that overall, a quality of life is for the single mom, for herself as well as her children. I'm not only talking as an outsider looking in. As you stated, I have three beautiful girls. I am a single mom, and I know all too well the experience of raising, being one parent with three children and only two paychecks. But I was able to learn things along the way, and I share those things in my coaching. I not only help the single mom give themselves the permission just to consider the possibility that the good is for them, I help them create a plan to get it. And that has been my passion and my life's work, and I am happy to help anyone who want to talk to me further. They can reach me on my website, CandyZenon.com. I'm on mostly Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. You can find me under Candy Zenon, Z-E-N-O-N.
Well, thank you. You know, some of the a few of the words that jumped out at me when you were just speaking is you help single moms understand that good is for them. That was so interesting
yeah.
how you said that. So explain that. Would
yeah.
you go a little bit more into detail around that, please?
The good is for them. A lot of times we hold on to heavy mantras, and we start realizing after blow of life, the ease and flows of life that hurt us, harm us, endanger us, we start to lose hope. We start to think that it happens for everybody else but us. You know, and then we start repeating mantras over our lives and our destiny as, if it's not for bad luck, there's no luck at all. Or if it's not one thing, it's another. Well, the good is for me was a personal journey. What I had to come to a conclusion of for myself. As a young girl growing up, I grew up in a family full of women. And what comes with women? Closets. Closets of pretty clothes and jewelry. So I was able to wear their clothes. I was able to wear their jewelry. But you know how some things are not necessarily taught, but in the time that I was able to wear their clothes and jewelry, I had to return it, right? So in my young mind, I concluded all the good things belong to someone else. So that was something that kind of embedded itself in my subconscious, in my psyche. So as I grew up, whether it was money, whether it was time, whether it was information, I would pass it off like hot potato. I would never take it in and enjoy it for myself. I've helped people start businesses before I start businesses. I've helped people clear their credit before I even pulled my first credit report. I helped people buy homes before I even bought my first home because I never believed that the good was for me. So although I was filled with this random knowledge and full of this information, and God has blessed me to meet people along the way to teach me things, I would only take it in to give it away. And I never suffered with envy, being envious or jealous of anyone. That was never my hardship. So it was nothing for me to give it away. So I had to learn along the way that it's okay to share, but it's also okay to enjoy. And the blessings of the Lord is our strength. So God gives me blessings, and he gives me more than enough for my household and more than enough to share. So once we have enough to take care of myself, because God also says that you're less than an infidel if you don't take care of your house first. So I had to learn to take care of myself, make myself a priority, make my home a priority, then whatever I had left over in the overflow, not the saucer, I mean not the cup, but the saucer, the overflow, what flowed over from the cup, I shared. So I had to personally learn that the good is for me. And I know that someone resonates with that story that have not yet learned that the good is for them. And they piecemeal and maybe assistant programs and enduring struggle after struggle. And I want them to not come here and say that your way is wrong, but I just want you just to consider maybe a different way. A different way that doesn't involve worry, stress, and anxiety. Maybe just a different way when you're not trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. Maybe just a different way where you can sleep at night. I mean, that good sleep, that sleep like honeycomb. And you don't have to worry about how you're going to juggle more responsibility than you have money. And so that's why I want them to know that the good is for them, because there is something just right on the other side of struggle. A lot of times the things that we're praying for is right there in us. It's right there within us, because God created a seed of his kind in each person, and he gave us creative knowledge to gain wealth. So it's in there, like the Ragu commercial, like that Italian, what is that, the spaghetti sauce?
Mama Ragu said,
it's in there. Everything that you need is already in you. God created you with everything in you. But maybe you just need somebody to come along and point it out. Maybe you just need somebody to come along and encourage you. And that's what I do. That's how I come to the good is for me. Maybe you never knew. Maybe you forgot along the way. And I just want to remind you.
You know, and thank you for that beautiful response and answer. Very thorough and very well said. But what I realize, is that it's not just for single moms. You know, that's for so many people. I saw so many people flash in front of my eyes as, you know, you were given the definition and explaining it in detail. And I know so many people like that. You know, they'll give you the shirt off their back, but, you know, they don't feel like they are deserving of a thank you, or, oh, don't worry about it, it's nothing, you know, oh, this old thing, you know, and so we have those type of responses, automatic responses that have been programmed into us. Now, we do have a caller that you probably touched on something in them for them to also want to share just early in the show. So 678-887. You want to give us your name and your comments, please?
Wanda D. Hollis.
Hey, Wanda D.
Hey, Miss Wanda.
The good is for me.
Yeah, tweet that out. The good is for me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to say, I love you both. I am enjoying these first 23 minutes of the show, as always, and that's it. The good is for me. I'm going to get out the way because I know it's some more great stuff to come.
Well,
love
thank you. All right, then, Candy, she's doing what she do, and I appreciate that. For her to bring her energy to us like that, that was so cool, so cool. Yeah, and that, you know, again, getting back to the good is for me, that's like a daily affirmation or an hourly affirmation, you know?
Yes. Remind yourself. Put it on T-shirt. I wrote it on my wall. The good is for me. I had to remind myself. I had to learn to enjoy the blessings. I had to learn to enjoy the good and be okay with that and just sit with that, rest with that, with no shame, blame, or guilt. I didn't have to negotiate it, debate it, or dialogue it. Just simply enjoy it and say thank you. Be grateful for it.
As people become comfortable, is the word that comes to mind for me, as people become comfortable with accepting that the good is for them, do they ever kind of like fall off and they come back, you know, like they need a recharge from you or something like that, you know, or is that a process, or does it vary, you know, depending on who your client or, you know, what audience that you're speaking with, where, how do most people accept and process that?
Well, yes, I would say yes, because, you know, we are creatures of habit and we're creatures of what's familiar. We love what's familiar. And sometimes life becomes, sometimes life can be a big fat bully, and it comes with a barrage of challenges, hurts, and disappointments. And when life starts getting harsh and when it starts getting brutal, we slowly start to seep back into our old ways. Maybe we start reaching for that file that said, just maybe this good thing is not for me, or just maybe it's not for me, this whatever, whatever that is, the job, the house, the car, the bay, the boo, the honey, whatever it is, sometimes we just start reaching for those old things to explain the failure, to explain the disappointment, to explain the hurt. But Jesus said, you will have tribulation. And, you know, tribulations come to us all in all forms. Sometimes we fall into the mantra that why those bad things happen to good people. But we have to realize bad things happen to everybody. No one's exempt from it. But we have to learn that God is with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And all things go work together for the good and for those who are called to his purpose. So we have to know that it's going to end in good. So the good is still for me. I'm still winning in this thing, pulling from Miss Wonder Word, winning. We're still winning in this thing, no matter the journey that he's taken us through, because maybe that journey is taking us through learning empathy. Maybe it's learning compassion. Maybe it's learning of a need that we didn't know existed in the earth. And that's basically what my book is about. I'm taking you through a journey, my book, Hope for a Rainy Day. It actually came about in the year 2000. That year was so horrible, Miss Andy. If you wanted to say a curse word to me, you just had to say 2007, because that's just how bad that year was. Everything I touched that year failed. I made one bad decision after the other. With each decision, it left me in dire circumstances. Those consequences cost me my money. It cost me my time. It cost me my health. My vision even started to fail.
Wow.
And with the stress of it all, I started losing my hair. And I knew enough that somebody had to resonate with that experience, so that's why I wrote it down. I wanted to let them know what I went through, and what I went through was pure agony. My pain had begun to silence my prayer, and the longer it took for God to answer in the way I wanted him to, the less I wanted to pray. The journey through trial after trial caused me to lose hope. And my tears stopped flowing. I just stopped crying. And I started to become my pain. And when you go there, and just like a lady told me, said, you're crazy in your own mind. You have to let someone in. You can't handle that alone. We are not isolated islands. We have to let someone in. We have to know what we're going through, because depression, anxiety, fear, worry, doubt. And when that dis-ease come into the emotions, it manifests as disease in the body.
Right.
So we have to know how to get to the other side. So in the book, I talk about that journey and how I got from trial to triumph. How do you get to the other side? I know for me, I went there. And if I dare to say, you know, being churchy and Christian, you're deemed sacrilegious if you say, you know, I felt that God forsaken me. I felt that he abandoned me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we just have to say it out loud. Because if that's your
yes.
truth at that moment, that's your truth.
Right.
And I don't know where the rumor came around and said that you can't ask God questions, because throughout his Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, he said, call out unto me, ask me, test me, seek me, knock. And he will answer. He will show me great and mighty things. So you have to tell him your truth. You have to bring him to the pain. I was going to let you do that.
Girl, see, you said a mouthful right there. I was really liking how you got me when you said pain, your pain mm-hmm. silenced your prayer. I know that that happens for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for me, sometimes, you know, like the deeper or the harder the pain, you know, the more I can go into prayer, but people can misconstrue, you know, my actions, which are just doing nothing, just sitting in it. You know what I'm saying? And but it's the best thing that could possibly happen is that then you close out all of that outer and you're listening to the pure voice of God that's on the inside of you. So I was really, really resonating with what you were saying about that, about the pain and the prayer. You know, as I was listening to you too, another thought came up. You know, we're really quick to judge situations and circumstances and things that happen as good and bad, and that shouldn't happen to me because it's bad, you know, quote unquote bad. But what if we were able to look at the various conditions and situations that happen in our lives, and we're able to look at them as lessons, not good, not bad, you know, not a curse, not because we did something wrong or whatever, but just that it was a part of our lesson. If as a nation of people, if we did it more from that vein, do you think that would create any type of a difference in how we handle ourselves in life situations?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My motto is love through it, learn from it, live after it, and it, with emphasis on live, because sometimes we forget to love through that pain, love through that situation, and our heart starts to get hard, and we start to get mean, and we start to get honoring, and we get stuck. And you run into people like that who got stuck, and they never knew how to live beyond the pain. By looking back and seeing, because they say hindsight is 20/20. Look back. What was the lesson in that test, right? What was the lesson in that? What was the message that you was to receive? Was it for your own personal growth? Or was it a message that you were supposed to take back to others? And I really feel that in 07, I had my own personal recession, because the very next year, the nation was in America was in a recession. So now I can encourage others from a place of victory, from a place of hope, to stand steadily with expectancy. And I could say that from a place of truth and transparency because I've been there.
I've been there.
But, you know, I was able to say, you know, this is just a valley that you're going through. Don't stop. Keep going till you get to the other side. How do you do there? With first trusting God, trusting in his promises. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Pull out your weapons, your tools. Our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. You pray. You fast. That's a weapon. Revelation is a weapon. The method for this season, that's a weapon. Because maybe your method for last season was just that for last season. Maybe God is trying to teach you a new method so you don't confuse communication with method. You know, maybe you always did a certain 1, 2, 3 step when you wanted a prayer to come through. Okay, but now God is teaching you something else. And why did he do that? So we don't fall in love with the method. We fall in love with the source, the creator. We don't fall in love with how the prayer came to us. You know, so I really feel that you have to be clear on what you're hoping for. Write it down. You know, romance it. Daydream on it. Keep it alive in your heart. That's what hope is. You know, stand steadily with expectancy. Desire it. Desire. That's a Hebrew word meaning of the Father. So he put right. that desire in your heart. And if he coming back for it, because he said his word will not come to him null and void. He said that he listened for his word so that he may hasten to perform it. So if he put it in your heart, he wants you to just watch him work. Watch how he going to make that come to full fruition. Watch how that come from your heart to tangible reality. But all he asking you is to believe. All he wants you to do throughout from Genesis to Revelation, believe. Have faith, trust. That's repeated over and over again. And, you know, trusting God in his promises. A promise is a promise is a promise. What is the promise that you're standing on? You don't have to know all 66 books. You choose your one scripture out of that, and you stand on that. Mine is Jeremiah 17:5, curses the man who put his faith in man's wisdom and not in God's power. I stand on that. That meant something to me when I was going through a divorce, being pregnant. Curses the man who put his faith in man's wisdom and not in God's power. That meant another thing to me when I was giving birth to a premature baby. And on and on. And it meant something different to me when I had to transition from Louisiana to Georgia during a hurricane, when I had to come to a city I didn't know anyone, but yet complete strangers became instant friends, housed us for 90 days. Provided everything from Band-Aids to bunk beds. We didn't miss a beat from cold water, ice, and hot meals. You know, God has blessed us. He said, curses the man who put his faith in man's wisdom and not in God's power. So hold on to God's promise, because a promise is a promise is a promise. And trust what he promised you, he will fulfill it.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I said, you know, like, I know your audience is single moms, and bless all of us who've ever had to live that role for, you know, one day, one moment, whatever. But, you know, that's a very special place to be in this world. But your message, though, Candy, is like for everybody. It's not just confined to single mothers. I mean, single fathers can find a lot of comfort in your words. Two-parent household can also find wisdom in the words that you're sharing, because I believe what you're talking about and the values that you're sharing is taught to us either in our families of origin or in our churches or in our school systems, in our communities. And so a lot of people are not exposed to a different way of thinking, like what you're offering to the world, is so important. It's so important
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people are not going to get this opportunity in life to be
mm-hmm.
like, good is for me, you know, like, who told
mm-hmm.
you some old crap like that, you know? And I could see somebody receiving
uh-huh.
that type of feedback from a family
mm-hmm.
member, you know, or a friend,
right.
you know, oh, that ain't true. I don't know what you're talking about, you know?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Encouragement is universal. Hope is universal. And the reason why I speak to the single mom is because God told me to go get her and loose her, let her know that the master have need of her. And so
mm-hmm.
I am only staying in my lane and completing my assignment, you
sure.
know. And but I encourage, you know, from the womb on, you know, I
yeah.
encourage all in my pathway because it's just a part of me and who I am. And I love
yeah.
to see people win. And I love, Miss Sandy, when I see a person go from confusion to revelation, that aha
mm.
moment. I mean,
yeah.
it's just fire in my bosom. I just know. I don't know if that was bright text.
We got the message, though.
Because I think fire in your bosom is something bad. But it just lights my world when I see somebody go from confusion to clarity, when they get revelation and they wash across their brow. And it's because that I was able to help them see a different way to consider,
mm-hmm.
not saying what they did was wrong, but just another way to consider.
Yes.
And if I can offer just one thing to make someone's life easier, I want to do that, because ultimately my desire is to serve the heart of God by encouraging the hearts of his people, period.
Mm. Excellent. Ooh, Candy, I tell you, you got me at a loss for words, or not necessarily a loss for words, but deep contemplation of the points
yes,
that you're
mm-hmm.
making, because all
yes.
of this fits in, you know, to an overall wellness, and holistic
mm-hmm.
wellness for people from any background, you know, from whatever point in life where they are, be it, you know, teenagers or in their 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, or more senior. So these are
mm-hmm.
all situations that the majority of people, I believe, come to deal with at some point in time. And so your words are very comforting and very encouraging that this too shall pass, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Whatever it
mm-hmm.
is that you're facing, you know, just
mm-hmm.
plow on through it. What did you say? Love through it?
Love
Learn
through it?
From it.
Learn from it and live after it.
Love it.
With emphasis on live.
That's so,
you know,
I love it, yes.
Don't get stuck, because sometimes that rut become a groove and that groove become a grave. And we build
wow.
a memorial to our pain. And we don't learn to live beyond that pain. And it paralyzes us. And all those good things that was supposed to come to us, we miss out on it because we could no longer see it, because our heart is no longer in receivership. So it comes to us, but it says, oh, the heart not in receivership, so it passes us by. So you
mm-hmm.
want to always keep your heart open to receive, and the only
yeah.
way it could do that is, you know, a self-forgiving, loving heart.
So are there exercises in your coaching business that you would take people through where you have recognized that they do have a barrier, or they have built a a wall around their
mm-hmm.
heart or around themselves between them and other people where they don't let people in. So are there certain things that people can do to go through that?
Yes, ma'am. What I do with my coaching practice, I work through a template, and it's always dealing with mindset and money, mindset and heart, mindset and spirituality, because ultimately we come from, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Just thinking out.
Because ultimately we are a sum total of our culture, traditions, upbringing. So a lot of that makes it, I'm from Louisiana, it makes a big gumbo, right? So we have to identify those behaviors, behavioral patterns that may come from someone else. It may not be our own belief, but say, for instance, if I take me for example, if I get up and I say a mean thing about myself every day, well, I have to identify who was the original voice of that statement.
Correct.
And I have to sit with that thing and be a spiritual scientist in my own life. Like, hey, I don't feel that particular way about myself. I was told that by a person who loved me. And because it was a person that was supposed to love me, I believed them. And so now I adopted their words into my vernacular, and now I pick up the mantle and the baton, and I continue with the race of telling myself that same statement that's hurting me, that's harming me, that's endangering me, and impeding my progress. And when it impedes your progress, what that looks like, you now maneuver in the world based on that statement, based on that gauge, that guide of that statement. You never go no further than that statement. Maybe they said that you weren't smart enough, or maybe they said because you were a woman or a certain race that you couldn't do that. So you never go no further than that. You maybe get to maybe applying for that job. You may get to maybe clicking on a website, and or maybe you get to but you never go through. You never get to the finish line and obtaining that thing for yourself based on what somebody said to you.
So you
have to identify the story that you're telling yourself that's paralyzing your progress. You know, we all have something in there, you know, that should not be, and we have to pluck it out so that we can live freely and abundantly and receive the good that God has for us.
Ooh, girl, you own it tonight. I swear, I'm just loving this conversation. It's so, it's forcing, really, no, it's forcing like a review of your life, you know. So, like, do you remember when you got stuck? So how did you get unstuck? And why did you get stuck? Or you remember you wouldn't get into that competition because, and then you thought about it years later, and it was because somebody said that you would never win. I got a real quick story. And audience, I want you to chime in if you'd like to be a part of this discussion as well. So I had this friend that he's gone on the other side now, bless his heart, but very good friend of mine, and he would come to the support groups that I facilitated, and one, he had gone into the hospital, and I had given him a copy of one of my books, and when he came out and was feeling better and, you know, back to his normal duties or activities, you know, I was asking him how did he enjoy the book, and so he gave me, you know, some words or whatever. And so, you know, I just kept asking, so what you think? I'm always interested, and I'm sure as an author, Candy, you do the same thing. You're like, I'm always interested in what somebody has to say, right? And so one time he was like, well, Mama Sandy, he said, I gotta be honest with you. he said, I can't read. I was like, what do you mean? And so there were guidelines to the support group, and he would always volunteer to read the guidelines. And so I was like, but, you know, you do this every chance you get. You're doing the guidelines. He said, because I've remembered. It's committed to my memory, so I know exactly what the guidelines are for the meeting. And he says, I'm not reading it. I'm quoting what I've remembered. And I was like, well, wow, that's pretty deep, right? And so he said, well, let me tell you what prompted this. He said, I was in a speaking competition. And I was progressing very well, and the one person that was truly my competition came to me and said, you'll never win because you don't even know how to read. And he took that and made that his identity. And so I'm looking at him as he's telling the story. He's told it for years, right? For years. And I was like, you just told me you were in a speaking competition. So if you were in a speaking competition, you had to have been able to read something. And he was like, oh, man. I never looked at it like that. So I get what you're saying, Candy, you know, and we allow other people's words. And this wasn't even somebody, you know, like it wasn't his mom or his teacher or principal or, you know, the pastor or preacher at the church or nothing like that. It was some classmate trying to put fear in him so that she could win the doggone competition. You know,
but
that's
amazing. I love the way you said that he made it his identity.
Yeah,
I like how you summed that up. Yeah, that is true. You have to identify the voice. Whose voice do you hear? Is it from childhood bully? Is it from mom? Is it from dad? A friend? Sometimes a stranger passing by. Sometimes it's a relative. The fact, and you have to know. The fact is that, yeah, they did say it. That's a fact. They said it. But is it the truth?
Yes.
And how do you know if it's the truth? It's if it lines up with the word of God. What did God say about you? God said that you're a winner. God said that you're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. God said that you're the first and not the last. He said that you're a treasure. Your worth is far greater than rubies. He said that you're a royal priesthood. You know, do it line up with the truth, because only the truth is from God.
Yes.
You know, and I invite people to write down the times that something happened, just like you just told him. Hey, you had to have read something because you was in a speaking competition. Sometimes you have to be, once again, a spiritual scientist. Write down the times that the very thing opposite of what you believed, the opposite of the story you've been telling yourself, did happen. The time you did win, the time you did read, the time you did get the job, the time when you did get the man or the woman that you desired. The time you did make the friend and be friends with the person that you wanted to be friends with. The time you did accomplish that very thing that you wanted to accomplish. Write it down, because sometimes those wins get lost in the mantra.
Yeah.
It gets lost in the story. So we have to learn to erase those words from all time, space, and dimension. We have to learn to erase the bad words from all time, space, and dimension, and replace them with the truth. We identify a truth and now tell ourselves that consistently. And every time it comes in your mind to say, hey, I can't win because that person told me I can't win because I can't read. And every time it comes like a balloon. It's going to float by. Don't take it in. Just let it float on by, because the way the mind works is infinity symbol, past, present, future, past, present, future. So it's going to go back to the past. Hey, you can't win because you can't read. That's the past. Then it's going to go to the present. Oh, I got to go to the grocery store. Oh, I got to pick up the children at 3:00. Then it's going to go to the future. Oh, I wonder if we're going to be able to go to Mama's house for Thanksgiving. And you do that all day, past, present, future, past. But when the past comes, let it go regardless of the pool. Just let it float on by. And then
okay.
You want to say that old thing, say your new thing, say your new truth, whatever mantra, affirmation that you now have taken to replace that. Hey, I can win because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever your promise is, you say that. And you do that more times than not. You can say it out loud because your destiny listens to your voice. Your destiny is going to believe you. It's going to believe your voice. Say it out loud if you need to. Say it enough times until you believe it in your knower. Deep
yeah.
down in that thing.
Yes. Whew. That's how I tell you. It's so awesome to hear your words and to be able to discuss some of the steps that we can take to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I believe what you were saying, you know, that important, most important step is recognizing who the voice is. And
yes.
is it the You know, yeah, is it the truth?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, mm-hmm. audience, if you want to be a part of this discussion, if you have a question or a comment for Candy Zenon, you can give us a call here at 516-531-9819. Push 1 on the dial to let us know you would like to speak live on air with us. Again, that's 516-531-9819, and just hit 1 on the dial to let us know you want to speak live on air. We're going to continue our conversation with Candy. Candy, I noticed that, I'm just going to veer off a little bit, that on mm-hmm. Facebook you have a group page called Sage,
mm-hmm.
the Seasoned, mm-hmm. and the Singles. Tell me what that's about.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Sage, the Season and the Singles is a mentorship platform where we're able to put multiple generations together and learn from one another. It serves two purposes. It serves a biblical mandate where the elder is able to teach the younger. And it also, for the younger, it fosters relationships that they may not have privy to. You know, everybody don't grow up in a multiple generational household. You know, some left and went across state. Some grandparents passed before they met them. So now I get the opportunity to adopt a grandma or a grandfather into my life who I can glean at their feet of wisdom and knowledge and experience and life experiences and help me overcome obstacles that I need not bear. Because, hey, if I get the wisdom of a 65-year-old, 70-year-old, 80-year-old, if I get their wisdom and I maneuver through the world with that wisdom, I'm no longer maneuvering through the world as a 25-year-old because I didn't got information that's going to help me supersede my peers of this knowledge. I get to avoid the obstacles that my average peer may fall into. So that's what the Season and the Singles is all about, a multiple generational platform allowing people to come together and learn from one another. So please visit that page, Sage, like the herb, or like the wise one, or the teacher, S-A-G-E, the season and the season.
So awesome. That is a concept that was natural, especially for people of color, for a long time. And so for you to adopt that platform is incredible, because that is how we learn verses through any of the more modern methods that, you know, we would find ourselves subjected to. So,
talk about it. Well, I say talk about it because a lot of people, you know, I guess maybe a generation that fell off, maybe. You know, I was privy to being in a cubicle with a lady who transferred to my department, and she was nearing retirement. Her department had shut down. And this is how Sage began. It was birthed out of chaos. My home was chaotic. And I prayed that morning. I said, God, when I go to church, it's organized. When I go to work, it's organized. But when I come home, it's pure chaos. I said, I need to learn how to organize my home. So that morning, I had ended up going to work, and a lady started walking towards me. She never asked me my name, and she never gave me her name. She just started walking to me saying, this is how I organize my day. Hmm. And that statement began a 2-year mentorship, and we're best friends till this day. I just interviewed her on the Sage page. It's called Conversations, and we're telling our story. She's sharing more wisdom freely. And that's how that began for me, you know. But I love it. I mean, I love to hear the stories from my elders. I love to hear their shoulda, woulda stories. I love to hear the their life journeys, you know, how they met the love of their life, and, you know, how they went left their home to go to strange cities and make a life for themselves in the midst of complete strangers. You know, we grow from that. You know, we grow from that, and we have to learn to tap into that wisdom that's right there next to us.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I know as a child, and I was always considered the strange one, because I would rather listen to the elders, like you were talking about, you know, tell their stories. And whatever it was, you know, it didn't even have to be true. I just want to hear them tell me, you know, about the days gone by. And I always would sit. And then as I had children and my nieces and nephews, I would make them sit, you know, when we would go to Louisiana, because that's where my mom and dad are from. You know, they would have to sit there and listen to the stories, too. You know, some got it, some didn't. Some didn't like to be with Auntie Sandy because she was going to make you go to the old people's house, you know. But and then it was like the last aunt and uncle had passed, and I looked up and I was like, oh my God, now I got to go deal with cousins. And these were people that I had normally, you know, had not associated that closely with, you know, because I was too busy wanting to sit with the elders. And so that was just a really funny part. And I just realized that, like, maybe 10 years ago or something, you know, it was when it all kind of hit home, like, you've never really spent a lot of time with your cousins because you were so busy with the elders. And this year, in February, actually, my last two elder females both transitioned in February of this year. And so I'm looking at, well, heck, man, that means now I'm the elder. You know, people are coming to me. Yeah. And so
you're
that's
graduated.
Just a sacred. Yeah. Say that again.
I said you graduated. You got your season ED. Your
yes,
your education.
Ma'am.
Your season ED.
So, you know, like it just comes up on you. And it came up on me like that because I was like not looking forward or, you know, even anticipating it. So I thank you for having that space. That's really cool.
Yes, it's a blessing. I'm so thankful for all the participants and those ladies who are stepping up to be mentors. We have so many ladies who are just willing to share, you know, just we have a button that's called the mentorship button. All you have to do is click on it and choose a mentor, fill out a little questionnaire to see who best fit you and your personality, and be partnered up with a mentor.
So is it just for females?
No, we have males and females in there.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I haven't did a poll here lately, a survey to see the oldest female versus the youngest female, the oldest male versus the youngest male. But yes, it's a platform, young and old, both male and females.
Awesome.
We all just learning from one another.
And so how do you do that? You do it with Zoom calls or conference calls or YouTube or Facebook Live?
Which part?
Where you have the speakers, right? You have speakers that you come on and you, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. With YouTube, I posted in the on the Sage page. But, yes, you can still go to YouTube, type in Candy Zenon, and you would see the conversations. It's conversations. And where it first started, the conversations where we were just interviewing the elders. But, you know, the young people got something to say, too. So they have their life experiences that they didn't love through, learn from it, and live after it. And so they coming out to share what they love through and what was the lesson they learned from it, and they giving it back to the audience and telling us how to live after it. So we've been having some great conversations, you know, with a plethora of people who's willing to share.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. And just a quick note, the upcoming conversation we're having for this Sunday, we'll be talking about how to survive domestic violence, you know, what makes you stay, you know, what's the catalyst to make you leave, you know, how did you endure, why would you endure? And what happens to the family after you leave. So that would be a conversation shared for next Sunday, for upcoming Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's great. That's great. So for those of you that are wondering, her name is Candy, C-A-N-D-I-E, and the last name is Z, like in zebra, Z-E-N-O-N, Zenon, Z-E-N-O-N. And so you said that's on YouTube, and she's got Facebook, you got Instagram, and
I do have Instagram, all of the other stuff too. Yeah. I have Instagram, but I'm not active on Instagram. Please bear with me, because I'm an elder.
I had somebody ask me earlier today, well, did you see my post on Instagram? I'm like, look, I'm just learning how to upload pictures on there, right?
Yes, I hear you can go live and everything on there, so bear with me. So I am on Instagram, but I'm more active on Facebook and YouTube.
That's what you become comfortable with and familiar with, and that's what you were saying earlier, you know, so point well taken.
Exactly.
Point well taken. So let's get back to your book. So the book is called Hope for a Rainy Day, Encouragement for Single Moms. And again, audience, I'm just going to preface this with saying that as you've heard Candy speaking tonight, you can quickly get to the realization that what she has to say is not just for single mothers or just for women, but it is a universal message for humanity. And I love how how she has a four-part saying to people for whatever stage they find themselves in, is to love through it, learn from it, and live after it, with the emphasis on live. I just, you know, that's for all of us, not just, you know, anyone having a particular set of circumstances evident in their life right now. So, and, you know, motherhood is a beautiful thing, and raising children is a beautiful thing, but also the other parts of life as well. So I'm so thrilled to have Candy on with us. Like I said, you know, and she's going to help, she's going to inspire, she's going to encourage, she's going to offer you words of wisdom and words of assistance, from financial help to scriptural help to health and wellness and just the whole gambit, and she's lived her life. So her testimony is her life. It isn't something that she studied and got a degree in college with a whole bunch of initials behind her name. She's actually lived it. And so that's why she can be so compassionate and passionate about the messages that she delivers and the help and the hope that she's delivering to humanity. And so we're ever thankful for you, Miss Candy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, because that was that love through it, learn from it, live after it. That came through prayer, because I really went to God and say, you know, I want to help. I want to help. And as I was praying, I said, I want to help them love through it, learn from it, and live after it. And that's what came out. So it wasn't just some webinar that I attended and said, okay, you need a model for your business. No, that was what came up and out of my spirit and my desire to help you get from where you are to where you desire to be. And sometimes you just need a plan to get there. What you don't know, you don't know. But what you don't know is costing you. It's costing you time, money, and patience, and help. It's costing you. But what if somebody could just come and point you out a way, help co-create a plan with you to get from what that very thing that keeps spinning in your head, that secret desire, that secret prayer in your heart. What if it could be a tangible reality? What if it could make it to the earth realm, and you just need someone to help you usher it here?
Wow. And that's the type of coaching that that just comes natural for you. And I laugh because you live it, you know. You are a living example of it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How old are your daughters?
I have a 26-year-old, a 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old.
Wow.
Yep.
And how do they process the work that you do?
Well, when they was tiny tots, I used to put them on my hips, and we would go out and we would do it together. So, you know, this is what they know. They know mama to do this, and they would do it with me, whether we were feeding the homeless, whether we were at safe haven houses, shelters, and giving words of encouragement. They helped me with my workshops, you know, working the registration tables or passing out, singing, playing the piano, whatever it was. You know, they know mama to do this, you know. So this is what they know.
Okay.
For me to do. Once they got out, this is all they seen. Whether we
and, you know,
volunteers.
That's such a blessing, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure, you know, your view or take on it, but it's such a blessing for the children, especially for female daughters,
mm-hmm.
To have that as a life example for them to be able to put that in their hat as a possibility. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
they've seen
mm-hmm.
it, they've done it, so it's not a big deal to them. Whereas
mm-hmm.
Children that's not exposed to that, and, you know, it becomes fearful for them to want to step out against the norm, or, you know, to even encourage somebody to think outside the box. Well, you know, you don't have to sit there and be beat on every day by another person, you know, to be able to stay in a household. You've got options. And so that's
yeah.
really a positive for your children to be able to have that to draw on.
Yes, yes, indeed. We talk about life lessons. Because I was a single mom, I pretty much didn't feel I had time to baby talk or give pet names to anything. We had conversations, and I brought them to the extent of my knowledge, and I started pulling on the village. I mean, every workshop, every mentorship program, every group, every organization, you know, I placed them there, whether they were talking about, you know, financial literacy, whether they were talking about hygiene, etiquette, whether they're talking about political campaigns and volunteering, community services, giving back. You know, they didn't been there, done.
Right.
You know, I don't mind pulling on the village because they say it takes a village. I was like, okay, I'm knocking on the door.
Yep.
Get my three.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let me ask you another question. So you
mm-hmm.
got daughters. I have
uh-huh.
I've got one son. And
okay.
So there's a difference that we all can agree upon. You don't raise a daughter the same way that you would raise a son. It just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a definite time when you're calling on the village, because only a man can help a boy to become a man. A woman just can't do that. As much as we think that we cannot do that. So, you know, you've got to rely upon the village in situations like that. Not to say there's not extreme values that can be patterned for the young man coming up, you know, through the mom, but
mm-hmm.
you know, so women, I'm just, this is not Candy speaking, this is Sandy speaking. You want to make sure that you have some great role models for
mm-hmm.
your son that
mm-hmm.
They can look up to and use as an example as they, you know, get older, because they can't just do the other part. They got to be well rounded, is what I'm saying. So just make sure we
yes.
include the mix. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
So we're down
and,
to about 10 minutes left in the show, and
okay.
So I want to make sure that we touch on anything that we may have missed so far. But we want to make sure we give the audience contact information, how to get
mm-hmm.
your book, if you want to give a recap of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you take it from here and share what you would like to share, because those 10 minutes go by really quickly. So.
Okay. Well, once again, my name is Candy Zenon. I'm an author and a life coach and a CEO founder of Changing Seasons Life Coaching, where I help single moms strengthen their faith, family, and finances. You can reach me on social media, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, or you can reach me via website at CandyZenon.com. That's CandyZenon.com. I just want you to know that I create tools just to encourage you. Simply, I'm just living out my life by encouraging you, and that's my service to God. So I do this through books. I do this through one-on-one coaching. I do this through mentorship programs. I do it through live events. Well, the newest tool is Hope for a Rainy Day, is where I'm allowing you to say safely that maybe you are hurting. Maybe your pain has silenced your prayers. And it's okay to say out loud that maybe you feel betrayed by God. But I want to help you identify the hope, because hope is good. I want you to keep hope alive. And don't let go of your confidence, because you will be richly rewarded. I don't want you to get stuck. So I share my trial with you and how I overcame. I take you through that journey, and I encourage you along the way so you too can get to the other side. And each one reach one. So as you get to the other side, you reach back for your sister or your brother and pull them through. You know, we can't leave each other stuck, because we all hurting in some area. But, hey, my area may not be your area. So let's exchange information. Let's coach one another through. Let's encourage one another through. And so I want you to love through it, learn from it, live after it with emphasis on live. So
thank you, Ms. Enon. You know, I need to give honor or respect, or give respect to this current situation that we're living in, and the fact that there's a lot of people that are hurting. There are a lot of people that are not able to express their genuineness or their authentic self, to be able to heal what's going on in reality in their life. Is your does your message offer anything different for that group of people as you would everybody else, or is it the same message regardless to what you're looking at in your life?
Well, ultimately, the message that I'm relaying is don't lose the hope. And what is the hope? A feeling of expectation that something could be better, a desire for a certain thing to happen. You know, an expectation, an ambition, a craving, a yearning for something different, a dream, that hope, that feeling of trust. So that's ultimately the foundation I'm building upon. You know, sometimes that starts to seep away as, you know, a barrage of losses come towards, and hurts and disappointments come towards our way. Slowly but surely, we stop yearning, we stop expecting, we stop longing for something better, and we just sit and stew in it. But we have to know that effort does make the heart sick, but God will not let go of you, and he will keep his word. He has a plan, and it's going to work out, and you are going to be better for it. And you're going to come out on the other side. I want you to be expecting the good thing, because the good is for you. and don't let nobody tell you any different.
Have you noticed the increase of individuals that's coming for assistance as we go further and further into this world health challenge that we have going on?
Yes, ma'am, because, you know, a new normal has been forced upon us. So, and, you know, like we were talking about earlier about, you know, we've been creatures of habit. And sometimes when our foundations are shaken, you know, we all handle it differently. So sometimes we do need a little hand-holding, and sometimes we do need to be reminded, and sometimes we just need somebody to point at us. You ever seen those pictures that when you first look at it, it may be a rabbit, and then when you look at it again, it's a couple? So,
yes,
you know,
yes, uh-huh.
So maybe we do need somebody to come along and say, you know, change this, tweak this, add this.
Mm.
And, you know, it was there all the while. And that's what I want them to know as they go through their journeys of trials and challenges and disappointments, maybe loss of job, maybe loss of home, maybe loss of the normal life that you knew it. And you thought, you know, where was God in all of this? I want you to be able to look back and say, you know, God was there all the while.
Mm.
He was there all the while. And what I do in my book, Hope for a Rainy Day, Encouragement for the Single Mother, I take you through a journey, and I have you create what I call the faith file. Now, what is the faith file? The faith file is those things, those times that God did answer those prayers, and you just need to be reminded. So what I have what you call a God bag, those things I'm praying for, and then I have a faith file of the prayers that have already been answered. So anytime I get discouraged with what's going on in the God bag, I go to the faith file and remember the time God did approve the application, when God did get me the house, when God did get me the job, when God did make a way out of no way. You know, that encouraged me, and that gives me hope to keep trucking along. So I take you through a journey of maybe where you are, and I help you to see it just a little different, kind of, you know, turning the cube and say, okay, now what do you see? What color do you see now? Turning the picture so you can change focus and see it from a different perspective.
Right,
to
right,
encourage
right.
you along your journey.
Well, I like that,
so
the
like,
God bag and the faith file.
Yes, ma'am. The God
all
bag
right,
and the faith
it.
File. So, Miss Sandy, I like to say, if it's good, and I love, you know, I'm from the old Baptist church, call and response. Hope is good, keep hope alive.
Hope is good, keep hope alive.
Keep
yes,
hope
ma'am.
Alive.
Yes. What part of Louisiana?
Southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles.
Okay, okay. My
yes.
family's from
no,
Central Alexandria, LeCount, Derry,
yeah.
up in that area. Yeah, in between
okay,
Shreveport and New Orleans, Nylens.
Nylens, okay.
Yeah.
Love it, love
it. Well, look, we come down to this last 30 seconds, and I am so thankful that you took some time
thank
from
you.
Our store scheduled to share so lovingly with us tonight some words of wisdom and hope and faith in a brighter day for ourselves and for all others. So you guys remember, Candy, C-A-N-D-I-E, Z-9, Z-E-N-O-N. She's on YouTube, Facebook, and sometime on Instagram, but you can check her out on Facebook and YouTube. Get her book, Hope for a Rainy Day, Encouragement for the Single Mom, and support her, listen to her podcast or on Sage, The Seasoned and the Single. That's a group that she has for multi-generation platform on Facebook. And thank you again so much, Candy Zenon, for being with us. And look, I got all kind of notes that I'm going to be looking at and going back over, and especially that part about, you know, the pain silencing the prayer. That right there was really, really deep. So,
wow.
We appreciate you, and we love you, and appreciate.
Thank you, love you.
Yeah, honor you so much. All right, audience, we will see you next week. This is Sandy Rogers signing off. Have a great one. Be safe.